Prime.
And who is in?
Episode 155 coming at ya.
Rabbit Treason Radio.
Zombie Fest in honor of Halloween. DJ T Money will not talk, and it's sad.
DJ T Money in the house.
DJ Money is going to be T Money is going to be on the next like 9 podcasts.
This is my very first.
I'm pretty excited about it actually, and I hope he's a regular contributor. Anyway, fucking zombies.
Drunken, whatever the fuck.
Zombies are stupid, but this is a zombie fest of songs.
Speaking of zombies, what did you think of Yasiel Puig just now in the Game 7 NLCS?
I thought he looked foolish and was an absurd human being and should probably be ashamed of himself.
But is that not the case with Puig as usual?
No, I think it is, but I like to keep consistent with my opinions of people, and generally hate Yasiel Puig. So,
is that because he's on the Dodgers or because of who he is?
It's a pretty good mix of both. I hate the Dodgers.
His mannerisms is why I hate him. He's ridiculous.
Would it be like fair to make the comparison then to say like LeBron and the Lakers?
You're gonna have to tell me what you're saying before I get responded.
I have way more respect for LeBron than
Puig. Me too. You're gonna have to tell me where you're coming from with that before.
I just mean like the player versus the team, like the hatred for the individual and the collective.
Sure. Okay. I kind of hate the Lakers, but I, you know, maybe, maybe. I know. I just think Yasiel Puig is a spoiled little kid. You know, he's a very talented athlete, obviously, but he doesn't have. Doesn't have some of the, you know, I guess what, maybe I'm like some stuck-up old white dude, right? I'm not old, but still, you know. Like, oh, I don't think that's how you should play the game, right? So that's kind of where I come from.
Coming to your own as the supreme being in America, so.
So he doesn't honor the tradition of the game?
Stop interviewing me, for Christ's sake.
Anyway, here it comes. Here. Zombie tracks and...
What you gonna hear first is Municipal Waste, one of my favorite zombie tracks of all time, which inspired the podcast. And here comes the zombie tracks, and Happy Halloween. And anyway, hope you don't get bit by a zombie. You might become a zombie, and only if Desire Brains rhyme.
And brains of treason. Wig.
A zombie?
Fire!
Okay, let's hear the zombie rap.
Okay. What's up, baby? Finally, we on vacation. Now we lose your mama. We got up on the plane. We came out here to the Bahamas. Oh, it's so nice. We're here in the sun. No one to bother us or to give chase. It doesn't even matter. Yours or my race. Just hang out here. Mind what you do. Don't make them mad. They all do voodoo. Mm-hmm. Magic is black, but it ain't whack. And that's why I'm glad we're hearing you cry. Everything is funky here on the island. That's why I am a smiling. Hello, Fred. I hope you're not dead, but you know that I am undead. Woo!
Wait, don't take it to heart. I hear these zombies aren't very smart. Let me talk to him, have some fun. I speak his language, I'm Canadian.
Good goodness, well, I'm in luck. My boyfriend was a zombie, but I've been saved by a big Canuck.
She was a teenage corpse. She was a teenage zombie. Drop dead gorgeousness for sure.
Sin visitar Emporio.
You know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? These are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
155 coming at ya, Zombie Fest.
Zombie.
The woman from Cranberries, she died, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I like that. What was her name? I can't remember her name.
But
Rara McRara Ara Hara Han.
I think that's probably correct, yeah.
Anyway, you'll hear that in the background of this talking segment.
Definitely Irish.
But anyway, the zombie tracks, that's what's coming at you. It is episode 155, Rhyming Treason. We've been doing this shit for 155 episodes. It's pretty mega.
We're pretty brainless at this point, so zombies.
We went to the Hop Fest today, Sierra Nevada. We fucking wrecked shop.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the Man Cave Studios here in Chico, California.
Slash Man Cave.
We got a guest DJ in the house.
Yeah, T Money, dude.
Yeah, you're super experienced and you know, great at this. So. Yeah,
I can't wait for it to hear.
This is his first threesome.
To be the permanent fixture on Rhyme and Treason. To be honest with
that's
you,
that's great. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, sure.
You're one of the best motherfuckers I've ever met. Anyway, here it comes.
See,
more
zombie
tracks.
There's only a little
tracks.
Bit of awkwardness.
Fucking awkward, yeah.
Here it comes. More zombie tracks. Rhyme.
And treason.
Yeah! Yeah!
This guy knows somehow!
Oh, alive when everyone around me has turned to meat. It's because of my list of rules. Rule number one for surviving Zombieland, cardio. When the virus struck, for obvious reasons, the first ones to go were the fatties. Poor fat bastard. You had to get a gun and learn how to use it. Which leads me to my second rule, the double tap. In those moments when you're not sure the undead are really dead, don't get all stingy with your bullets. I mean, one more clean shot to the head. And this lady could have avoided becoming a human Happy Meal. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Rule number two, Ziploc bags. You got enough problems, moisture shouldn't be one of them. It wasn't long before the zombies began to get clever. When you're at your most vulnerable, somehow they could just smell it.
Can a guy take a dumper in peace?
Cyrus Jones, 1810 to 1913, made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? So that I can feel the rain. Grave digger. Muriel Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes to ashes. We all fall down. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? Carson, 67 to 75, he rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. When he grows up, he wants to be Mr. Vertigo on the flying trapeze. Oh, 1940 to 1992, grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? I can feel the rain, I can feel the rain, I can feel the rain. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Yeah.
going out with Nikki. Nate used Rainbow Jim. But Johnny Ramone knows I can play faster than him. Go! Go! Flip it out, flip it out, really cheap man, I am living quiz. Flip it out, flip it out, really cheap man, I am living quiz. Now I am living quiz. AJ hangs around with total lightning on his face. Me and Lash are slinging ass over at your place. The quiz to all the knuckleheads at the fucking door. B-Face better clean all of the pickup up before. Go! Go! Flip it out, trip it out, real real shit, man, not a little quiz. Flip it out, trip it out, real real shit, man, not a little quiz. Not a little quiz. Not a little quiz. Go! Go! Flip it out, trip it out, really shit, nah, nah, I'm living quick. Nah, I'm living quick.
to you with your pants down. Rule number three, beware of bathrooms. As zombies began to outnumber humans, well, that's when you had to cut all emotional ties. If the girls in your neighborhood are now fucked up little monsters, well, maybe it's time to stop driving carpool. You had to focus on your own survival, which leads to rule number four. Pretty basic. Fasten your seatbelts. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. We'll be right back.
episode 155 coming at ya. Lemon Juice Radio. DJ Matador, DJ Gower, DJ T-Money.
T-Money gotta drain the lizard, yo.
T-Money's gonna pee right now. Anyway, this song's about zombies.
Zombie. Is it about pee?
Zombies. It's basically The Walking Dead, I gotta say. I stopped watching it.
I mean, come on. How far can they really take it? What about the fear of The Walking Dead? About, like, the origin story?
I don't know, but zombies, I hope they really never exist. But that's what this show's about.
Hey, Rhyme and Treason fans, just want to say, you guys are fucking awesome. You guys listen to our podcast, and you don't have to, but you choose to, and that's fucking awesome.
DJ Matador in the house. Stickers.
Busting out with the old school style Rhyme and Treason radio stickers.
Yeah, Rhyme and Treason
are back.
We're stoked you guys are listening, and thanks a lot. So
you guys, Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com. Do you guys want a sticker? We'd be happy to send you one. Just ask us. We'll give you one. Like, totally free, like this podcast.
Or we'll stick it on your fucking corpse, you fucking bitches. Hope you die, you fucking non-supporters.
Yeah, with our casket stickers.
That's right. And
or you can just
dick.
Or you can just like put it on your car and be nice.
Support us. You can all go to hell, and I hate you all. And
so yeah, Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com.
And basically,
eat DJ Matador's ass.
Pretty fucking over anyone who hates on this podcast, so. Yeah, I'll piss on your grave. I'll fucking shit on your grave. And basically, I'll piss on your grave. And, yeah, I hope you all go to hell and die. So, anyway. Here it comes! The Zombie Edition, episode 155. Don't hate on this podcast, or I'll hunt you down and murder you. Andrew's in.
DJ Matador eats the microphone of treason.
Lock and load it. Right now, people.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Number 32, enjoy the little things. Tallahassee got his Twinkie. And even though life would never be simple or innocent again, as he savored that spongy yellow log of cream, we had hope.
struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door.
Rhyme. And treason.